everyone, and happy Easter. I'm Thomas Bradley.
I'm Andrew McGuire.
And I'm Elliot Borgley. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, where we've got a lot of good news to celebrate here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
We're always pleased that we can talk about the Bears being conference champions or district champions. And every once in a while, we're excited when we can mention a state championship. It's not very often, though, that any school can brag about a team being national champions, but we're pleased that at Garrigan, that's the title our dance squad just earned. The girls competed at the MA Nationals in Fort Worth, Texas last weekend, and they brought home two enormous trophies, winning the national titles for both their kick and prom routines.
Colleen Conway Schultz and Barb Stentz coach the Golden Bear Dance Squad, and senior Hannah Boisley serves as manager. The dancers include Logan Coombe, Michaela Furch, Sam Kolash, Mallory Schultz, Mariah McCall, Anna Holmeister, Paige Birdie, Hunter Thiesfeld, and Patricia Brandt, as well as Caitlin Fogarty, Cassidy Vitsum, Sophia Granginette, Megan Lappy, Cassidy Schultz, Kylie Fox, Carolyn Baxter, and Haley Kolash. Congratulations to the national champion Golden Bear Dance Squad.
The Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team also made an awesome showing last weekend. After doing well, but not outstanding, at most of their tournaments this year, the Bears dominated the competition at their last event of the regular season, the Western Iowa NAQT tournament at Alto Aurelia High School. Two separate BGHS teams were undefeated going into the finals, and they ended up playing each other in the championship game.
The team of Hannah Bernhard, Tony Kolash, Devin Deegan, and Zach Kolash ended up winning the overall championship, while Levi Bernhard, Allison Frieders, Jake Hamilton, and Grace Style finished in second place overall. The win qualifies the Bears to make their 14th trip to the National Academic Championships. They will be competing May 30th through June 2nd in the Washington, D.C. area. In addition to the players already mentioned, Dustin Miller and Taylor Illig also qualify for Nationals. Not all will be making a trip, but it's also a big honor to have qualified. Congratulations, Quiz Bowl.
We had our playoffs for intramural basketball last Sunday. The first game was uneventful, with the team of Victor Birdie, Bobby Plath, Elliot Boisley, Andrew McGuire, Dustin Miller, and Jake Kolash cruising to a spot in the championship game. The second game ended up being one of the most exciting games we've had all season. Andrew Eden, Charlie Tilges, Jason Redding, Jonathan Birdie, and Thomas Bradley trailed the whole game until their teammate Joseph Skilling sank a three right at the buzzer to give them a 33-31 victory.
The intramural championship won't be until the end of April. One of the main reasons that is for Gala, the big fundraiser that's now in its 24th year. This year's gala is dedicated to longtime development director Diane Albert, who lost her long battle with cancer earlier this winter. The gala theme for 2013 is Phantom of the Opera, and art students have been busy creating decorations to turn the gym into an elegant ballroom. The gala preview party will be Friday, and the main event will be next Saturday night. We'll have more details on the big event on next week's show.
This past Wednesday, art teacher Steve Brosman announced Garrigan's first selections to the North Central Conference Art Show. Sierra Poole, Andrew Miller, Logan Rosemeyer, Carolyn Baxter, Tez Mayer, Sophia Caduz, and Becca Richter were all honored with spots in the show. A few additional honorees will be announced before the event, which will be next Friday in Fort Dodge. Congratulations, art honorees.
While there's still snow on the ground, track season is well underway. The first main meet of the year is scheduled for next Wednesday. That's the CYO meet at Buena Vista University. At the core of this year's girls' track team are returning seniors Aaron Reedy, Aubrey Myers, Chelsea Lanas, Melanie Mergen, and Erica Carlson. Juniors Nicole Baer, Aaron Quinlan, Jacqueline Orger, Aisha Miller, Sabrina Book, Vanessa Dodds, and Brittany Kirsch will also add experience to the team. Also out for girls' track are sophomores Caitlin Fogarty, Taylor Frieders, Emily Riesenberg, and Cassidy Vitsum, plus freshman Johanna Vasky, Avery Miller, and Kelsey Hovey. Good luck, girls' track.
Boys golf has already started their practices, and the returning state champions are looking for another great season. The 2013 golf team features seniors Victor Birdie, Bobby Plath, Thomas Bradley, and John Burns, juniors Michael Berkey, David Klein, and Sean Hart, sophomores Jess Marlow and Taylor Illig, and freshmen Andrew Lawyer and Michael Kondolian. Good luck all season long, boys golf.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Becca Richter and Alex Matthews. Becca Richter is a two-time honoree at the North Central Conference Art Show. Her other activities at Garrigan include publications and Christian Leadership in Action. Becca plans to study at an art institute after high school, and she'd like a career in design. Good luck, Becca.
Alex Matthews comes to Garrigan from the Emmitsburg area. He's been active in football and track. He's gone to All-State in speech, and he's won numerous awards in choir. Away from school, you might see him working at Fairway. Alex plans to attend Waldorf College next year, and we wish him all the best in the future.
On our Colwyn Bear calendar, there are no school activities this weekend so that we can celebrate Easter with our families. There's no school on Monday, but we'll be starting to set up for gala that day.
Tuesday, there's a girl track at Clear Lake. Wednesday, both the girls and boys track teams are gone for the CYO meet in Storm Lake. The rest of us will have a rosary at school that day.
Next Friday is the North Central Conference Art Show, with St. Ed's hosting the event. That night is the gala preview party. Then on Saturday is the big event of gala 2013.
That's the Bear Facts for March. We wish everyone a happy Easter, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.